Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, where we saw in the flows b'tovas Hashem in the sugya of Tfanis Hesukah. Mechlekes Rabbi Yoshe holds that Tfanis Hesukah have to prevent the penetration of the sun, and if more sun enters, then Tfanis are no good. If it's more sunny than shady. And according to the Tanakham, that's only a din in the Schach. And we explain there are two different issues here. One is that that's the Sakoi Zala Arun, that it has to be like Schach. It has to function, serve the capacity of Schach, which is to make shade. And the other thing that but as far as it being Schach, it's not Schach. In Poyolo Sikuch, but they're not schach, and therefore they don't have to be made from the same materials as schach. So, and that's the Yerushalmi that says, "Sakoisa alona sakaparis mikan shatayfin kavu schach mikan shaisin tfanis bedavok shemakavotum." Since the daifin is called schach, it has to be misakech. Therefore, it must be that the tfanis you can make for davok shemakavotum, because it's not schach itself. It's just, we learn from the Paroiches in the Mishkan, that it also is Misakech. It functions as, it serves in the capacity as being Misakech, but it itself is not Tzchach, and therefore it doesn't need to be made from the same material as Tzchach. That is Yesoid HaDvore Mashal Amadu Bashir HaKodim. V'keit Anachum Mitkadmim Shuv Al Pi Torato Shel Maran HaGaon Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. So Reb Chaim HaLevi in its Chidushim al Rambam Perek Vav Nihilchas Sukkah Halacha Tes Vav writes V'ner Eloim Ar B'Das HaRambam T'nehim Banu Lodun Al HaSukkah Atzma Vadei Sheshchach U'Shemichshav Iker HaSukkah U'Kedisa B'Sukkah Dav Zayin Ayin Sham T'Pligi B'Zeh Rabbi Yeshiv Rabban T'Fana Sikh L'Bahadei Sheshchach Eloi U'Lidan Kaim Lan T'Fana Lav Sheshchach Ninu וגם חמסה מרוב מחמאס תפנס קשירו, שמלוכה ועודים סיכו רק אסך לבד ולכל הלוב, ונסקיים דין סוכה. So the Chaim here is learning that according to Rabbi Yoshia, the Tfanos are like Schach. We don't pask in that way. We pask in the Schach. It's only the Schach. And therefore it could be חמסה מרוב מצוות the Tfanos. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Chaim is learning that there's a din that the tfanos are schach. Shekol adinim shenemru al haschach, nemru al hadfanos. Vezeh davar tamua, shehu lo hazkir me'ad mavua b'tosfos, lamadnu b'tosfos not like that. That according to Rabbi Yoshia, you don't need pesilas goren v'yekov b'tfanos, even though you require them for the schach, but you don't require them for the tfanos. So you see, not like Reb Chaim L'Choyro, that Rabbi Yoshe holds that only the Schach is the Sukkah. Just there's another din, an additional din b'tfanos, that b'tfanos have to serve in the capacity of Schach. They have to serve functionally. They have to do what Schach does, which is make shade. But not that b'tfanos are Schach, and therefore they don't have to be made from the same materials as the Schach. Not like Reb Chaim, the dinim said by the Schach, according to Rabbi Yoshe, are also said by the Tfanis. And now we can understand what apparently is difficult. Rabbi Yoshia is of those who hold that sukkah must be a diras keva, ayin sham. Even though the schach makes shade, but it's still a roi, like we see in Tosfos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the varmas hu ki ovid. Ma kesher? Rabbi Yoshia omer at Hagmara that sukkah has to be a diras keva. So you're right, the sukkah makes tzel, but it's still a roi, even though it makes tzel. So we can say the same thing about the Tfanis. Even though the Tfanis make tzel, they're still a roi. As mazik ashul the dirat keva. Just because it's making tzel doesn't make it a keva. Keva is a different maisa, keva is a different story. You can make tzel and still be a roi like the schach does. So how does the Gemara learn that according to Rav Yoshia, because it makes tzel, the walls, it must be that it's a diras keva, not keshel? But lefi dvareinu, mevoar hitev. Sharei ein din hadfanot liyot schach. The defanos are not supposed to be schach. What are the defanos supposed to be? It's going to be a big chiddush. Tfanos. The tfanos are supposed to be tfanos. V'im yesh b'em inyan nosaf al hayotam tfanot shehu sheyu misakechim, and if they have an additional inyan that they should make shade, so this additional inyan is indicative of the fact that sukkah diras keva b'inan is due to the fact that sukkah diras keva b'inan. Tfanos are tfanos. Remember, according to our Havana in this sugya, tfanos are tfanos. Tfanos aren't schach. Tfanos are tfanos. And what's the purpose of tfanos? The purpose of tfanos is to be walls, not schach. And yet we still find that the tfanos have to make shade. So if the whole vort of tfanos is that it's schach, so just because it's making shade doesn't mean anything, because schach makes shade, and that doesn't make the sukkah keva. But tfanos are tfanos, they're not schach. And yet the tfanos have to make shade. Why does it have this extra inyan of making shade, besides just being tfanos? It's because sukkah diras keva be'inan. It's to make it into a diras keva. And klape this keva, vis-a-vis this keva, the Torah demands that there should be a toisefes sikuch al yidei hadfanos. Veklape keva zehu shedarsha Torah shetehei tosefet sikuch al yidei hadfanot. Vis-a-vis this keva, the Torah requires that there should be an additional sikuch through the defanos. And now we understand the din of Rabbi Yoshia. Because the whole din of Rabbi Yoshia that the tfanos have to make shade is because sukkah diras keva bina. Otherwise, why would the tfanos have to make shade? It's not schach. It must be that this additional din applies because sukkah diras keva bina, and that's pshat in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yoshia is the one who holds sukkah diras keva bina. And now, we can also understand what Tosis writes. And Daf Zayin Omur Aleph, Divra Masr Shelo Yehe, the Mashem of Wal Shamba Paraita, the Kshera Michitzat Suka, Bikanim, Bipachot Migimal Algimot Fachim, Medin Lavud, Udalo Kiri, Debai Michitzot Kischach, Silto, Meruba, Mechamto. Ayin Shah. But that we see there in the Braisa, that the mechitza of the sukkah is kosher, if you have konim, if you have these reeds that are within three tfachim of each other, Tosfos says that this din, it's not like Rabbi Yoshia, because Rabbi Yoshia says that it needs to be more shade than sun. So if you're dealing with these thin reeds, and it's just a kosher wall, me din lavud, because within three tefachim each other, it's going to be more sun than shade. So this din that it's kosher is not like Rabbi Yoshia. So that's Tosfos. So we have to understand, why does Tosfos only say this, legabe this din of the konim, that me din lavud, if it's a kosher or mechitza, that's not like Rabbi Yoshia, because Rabbi Yoshia requires more shade than sun. Why doesn't Tosfos say this? Legabe yadin ha-mevuar b'sugya sham ba'arichut shel adofen shlishit sagi b'tefach. What about the fact that the third wall can be a tefach? So that also, avad, you're going to have more shade, you're going to have more sun than shade. So why doesn't it say, oh, that's not like Rabbi Yoshia? But Rabbi Yoshia b'chai gavna ha-balei chamsim rubim. If it's two and two good walls in a tefach, then it's going to be tzilsim, it's going to be chamsa maruba, mitzilsa, because of the walls. So why doesn't it say this is the lo ki Rabbi Yoshia? And also we have the Mishnah later on, after Zayin Amar Aleph, that it's enough for mechitza sasara, even when the walls aren't reaching the schach, and there's no din goiva b'masnisin. But Rebbe Chai Gavin also, if the schach isn't reaching, if the walls aren't reaching the schach, it's going to be chamsa maruba mitzilsa, and that's not like Rabbi Yoshia. And that's a Mishnah, not just a Braisa, about which Tosfos says that it's the Lokiri. So in other words, you want to get at the Lokiri, so that's a much starker the Lokiri, when the Mechitzas Aser K'shem Magiyos L'Schach. So why does Tosfos single out this case of Lavud, that it's the Lokiri Rabbi Yoshia? אבל לפי דברינו, מבואר היטב, שהרי כאן התבאר, גם לרבי יושיה אין הדפנות מדין שכח, דנימה שנאמר בזה על השכח, שיהיה מכל הצדדים, אלא שדין של דפנות הוא, ורק נוסף בדין הדפנות, שנאמר עליהם דינם כדפנות. We explain that even according to Rabbi Yoshiah, the דפנות are not מדין שכח, that we will say that they have to be, that the defanos have to be like the schach on all sides. No. It's a din of defanos. Defanos aren't schach. V'rak nosaf b'dinat fanot. In addition to the din fanos, that their din is like a wall, they also has to function the sikuch. V'din zeleta ela at kamish etzarich tfanot. And this din doesn't apply unless we need walls. If you need walls, then they have to also function for sikuch. But if you don't need walls, then they don't have to function for sikuch. ואומנם מהייטיימה, בשיעור דבאי דפנות, אי אפשר שיהיו על ידי לבוד, שבחי גבנה לקצר. If you need funnies, then these funnies can't be על ידי לבוד, according to Rabbi Yoshia, because then there's no tzer. Like Tosfos says, because if you need funnies, these funnies that are necessary have to give tzer. And therefore, if they're only dfanos midin lover, that they're not going to give sufficient sale, they are not proper dfanos. Aval b'mechitza gimel d'sagiba tefach omnam oto tefach tzarich sheyatzer. Let's say you have a third wall, and that third wall, it suffices if it's a tefach. Now that tefach has to give shade. But what's beyond this tefach, and through this, beyond this tefach, there's more chamsim, rubi, mitzil, so that's not a chisara. Because there you don't need the walls. It's not like we said in a different shir. At Batsim, you do need walls there, but that's, we say different things at different times. Torah's, like the Ramban says in its Akdama, that ein b'talmudeinu mayfes chaytech ketuna techeshvayres, that we don't have absolute proofs. Lefanim kacha, lefanim kacha. Not like mathematical proofs. In any event, so you have these two dfanais. These two dfanais have to give shade. You have the third dofen, which is a tefach. That has to give shade. That's at kam that they're dfanais. But where you don't need dfanais, no shade is necessary. כיוון שהידי זה אין צריך כלל לדפנות, וממילא שגם אין צריך שיעשו צל. Since you don't need funnies, they also don't have to make shade. And therefore, Tosfos doesn't say, since the third mechitza is only going to be a tefach, and there's no fourth mechitza, so in the middle it's going to be more sun than shade. It's no good according to Rabbi Yoshiah. It's not true. Because Rabbi Yoshiah says it only has to give shade where you require walls. But if you don't require walls, then it doesn't have to give shade. וכן הוא לגבי דופן עשרה, שמבואר ברן, בדף ד' עמוד ב'. דלב מדין גוד עסיק מחיצתה הוא דקשרה, אלא דסגי בדפנות עשרה. But the Ran explains that when you have a sukkah, and this sukkah is 10 tefachim high, so it's not a din in good asik. The reason it's kosher is not because of good asik, because the walls go up, but rather because it's enough to have walls that are 10 tefachim high. And since you don't require full walls, you only require 10 tefachim walls, we don't care that it's chamsa merubah. We only care about chamsa merubah where you need a din tefanos, but above 10, you don't need a din tefanos. So we don't care about the fact now that there's more sun than shade, because no tefanos are necessary. And therefore, this din can also be following Rav Yoshia. And now we can also say pshat in the Bach. He says the correct gears is not like we have in our Tosfos, that this is not like Rabbi Yoshia, who says very soon in the Gemara that we require that the mechitzas be like schach, so that it's more shade than sun. No, the correct gears is that we require in mechitzas like schach, ayin sham in the Bach. So why does the Bach have to change the gear? So what exactly is the change over here? So based on what we said, we understand beautifully. Tosfos is not that according is saying not that according to Rabbi Yoshia that the mechitzas have a din schach, and therefore you need chamsa merubah mitzilsa. But rather, the mechitzas are mechitzas; they're not schach, and these mechitzas need a din of tzilsa merubah mechamsa like schach. So the correct gear is not like we have the boy mechitzas is kischach. The mechitzas aren't like schach; the mechitzas are mechitzas. So the correct gear says, "Debay mechitzas tzilsim rubim mechamsay kischach." It requires mechitzas are mechitzas, and yet we require tzilsim rubim mechamsay like schach. Not that the mechitzas are schach; the mechitzas are mechitzas. They're not schach. Never the correct gear says not to say mechitzas kischach because they're not mechitzas are mechitzas. Just these mechitzas require tzilsim rubim mechamsay like schach. Just in that aspect. Now the chitvan daf tazayin amar aleph says that this din is midin good asik of mechitzas asara. So, but that's only according to the Ritva. But the Tosis will hold no, that you don't need a mechitza there, and above 10. It's not midin good asik that the mechitza went up, that there's supposed to be a mechitza. It's not din mechitza b'chlal over 10. And therefore, we don't care about chamsa merubah. In the Sefer Malcheshes, in Chelek Aleph in Siman Tesvav, he asks on Tosfos and Daf Zayin, "Mai komashmol an bezeh haTosfos? Upshita d'ri poisel bezeh?" What's the chiddush of Tosfos? Tosfos comes in its mechadesh that if you have a wall that is only kosher because of lavud, that's not going to be kosher according to Rabbi Yoshia, because Rabbi Yoshia says that you need more tzel than shchlen cham. So of course, so Tosfos isn't telling us any chiddush at all. I ain't shum the kasha, and what is discussed by the Malcheshes of Chanuch Henech Egis in Chelek Aleph and Simen Tesvov. But based on our explanation, Tosfos is telling us a big chiddush. Komash mulan godol amru bezeh Tosfos. Shenira shelafim ma shebialnu she'ein atfanot nechshavot kischach harei din atzil samaruba dekaomar ri hu bechol doifen v'doifen bifnei atzmai. If we say that the tefanos aren't like schach, as we said, so the din tzilsa merubah that we says is in each doifen individually, because it's a prat in Hilchas doifen. It's not midin schach. The defanos aren't schach. The defanos are defanos that have to give tzilsim meruba. So memeila, it's a din in the doifen. Ve'eino inyan klal lasukah, and it has nothing to do with the sukkah to say that we require that there be more shade in the sukkah through the defanos. It's not a din in the sukkah, it's in the defanos. V'lachen gam im mishkachet le mechlal she'ar hadfanot, even if it comes out that from the other walls it's going to be more shade than sun, nevertheless there is going to be a psul in that wall that doesn't have sufficient shade. And that was the chiddush of Tosfos when they said that the braisa is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoshia. Sharei belav hachi hayav shar lomar demayri abraita behechsher halovud bedoifen achas the havelet silsa meruba mechamsa machmas shar adfanes, that we could say that the braisa is talking about the hechsher lovud in one wall, that it's tzilsa, the sukkah is tzilsa meruba mechamsa machmas shar hadefanois, and the price is telling us that if it's tzilsa meruba mechamsa b'shar hadefanois, and one wall is not tzilsa meruba mechamsa because that is a hechsher lavud, so the Bryce is telling us that it's kosher. Maybe that's what the Bryce is teaching. That in such a case, it's kosher. That it's tzilsa meruba mechamsa because of the other walls. Altogether, sum total, the sukkah has more shade than sun. There's just one wall that is more sun than shade. And in such a case, the sukkah is kosher. Maybe that's what the Bryce is talking about. And we can also say nafkamina lehefich about a case where the shade of the walls is corresponding to the specific side when each wall is opposite the sun, and klape this side the tzel of the other defanos is not going to be effective for this doifen, because when the chama is kenegdo, there is no tzel from the other defanos. In other words, I'm reading this correctly, and I'm not sure I am. Let's say you have a case where normally, the sukkah is going to be tzilsa meruba mechamsa. However, in an instance where the sun is keneged one of the walls, the sun is in a certain angle, directed at one of the walls, loy mahani midi atzel, the shade that the other walls normally give is not going to be effective, because now there's going to be no shade. So normally there will be shade because of the other walls, but now there will be no shade because of this faulty wall. So you would think that it's beseder when there's more in the times when, since now there's more sun, there's more shade than sun, it's beseder gomor. So you would think that maybe, again, when the sun's at a certain angle, or in the previous case that we said, that there's only one wall that you need to say love it on, and that wall, as far as that wall is concerned, it's more it's going to bring more sun than shade. But vis-a-vis the other walls, the sum total of the sukkah is going to be more shade than sun. So in those two cases, you might think that it's kosher. And that's what Tosis is coming to negate. Because like we said, according to Rav Yoshia, even if one of the walls is chamsa merubah, that is going to passel. Even though b'sach hakol of the tfanos, you have more shade. And even in the times where there's normally there's more shade, but when the sun's at a certain direction, then this wall, vis-a-vis this opposite, this wall, wherever the sun is, that this wall is not going to give the proper protection, and it's going to be more sun than shade, it's never going to be kosher, because that's a psul in this daifin. So if there's ever a psul in this daifin, that means that this daifin is a chamsa merubah daifin, and it passels the sukkah. So even though in the sach hakol of the sukkah, you're going to have more shade than sun, doesn't matter, it's still going to be passel, because this one daifin is passel. And if at a certain time there's going to be more sun than shade, then this daifin is going to be, then this, again, it's the daifin is going to be passel. Because again, it's not a din in schach. Schach is a din, you look at the sach hakol of the sukkah, and you see, is it chamsa merubah, tzilsa merubah, tzilsa merubah, it's kosher, if not, not. But it's a din in the defanis. The defanis have a din that they have to give tzel. And if each individual daifin is not giving tzel, then it's pasul. And that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Chiddush of Tosfos tells us that this din is not like Rabbi Yoshia, which means that even if one of the walls, you might think that it's kosher, that if one of the walls is the Bryce is saying that if one of the walls is kosher for Lavud, then it's a sukkah kshera, and Rabbi Yoshia would agree to that, because self. It's a tzilsa merubah sukkah. So Tosfos is telling us, kamashma, no. Yosha doesn't agree to that, because Yosha holds that it's a din mitfanais. And if the daifin is not giving the proper shade, then it's not a good daifin, even though the sach hakol of the sukkah, the sum total of the sukkah, is that there's more shade than sun. So, lachain vadei shechidush godol amru b'zeh ha-Tosfos. So, we still have loads and loads to talk about, sweet friends. So I ask you to please stay tuned. And we will be neder see more of Lois Rabbis, Vigadilis, Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Be neder, which is often the end of Shalom Shalom.